whiskey makes the band sound better, makes your baby cuter, makes yourself taste sweeter. Oh boy, rye whiskey makes your heart beat louder, makes your voice seem softer, makes the back room hotter. Oh, but rye thoughts aren't good thoughts, boys. Have I ever told you about the time I held my baby tightly. Oh boy, my whiskey makes the sunset faster, makes the spirit more willing, but the body weaker. Because my sleep isn't good sleep, boys. Have I ever told you about the time I took it and took her?
Hello everyone, thanks for tuning in. This is the Road Trip Hour with your DJ Jeb, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Hope everyone is having a wonderful Friday, enjoying the snow, while it's here at least. I'm not sure how much longer. We just listened to Rye Whiskey by the Punch Brothers. The Punch Brothers were actually... their first name was the How to Grow a Band. That was like their band name. Then they were known as the Tensions Mountain Boys. And then finally, the Punch Brothers, which comes from a short story called A Literary Nightmare by Mark Twain. So it's a long progression, but very great band, and they have some pretty high-quality songs. So hope everyone is enjoying, and we are going to play, I don't really have a particular theme for this hour, mostly just as per normal, easy listening stuff, relaxing, stuff you could find or you would like listening to on a road trip. And if you want to call in and have a conversation, recommend any songs or anything like that, the number is 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636.
train and the 4-day train run all night long. The midnight train and the 4-day train run all night long. They run till the break of day. Great big wheels turned all night long. The little wheels and the great big wheels turned all night long. They turned until the break of day.
Make it, girl.
me. Life, it's for us to keep. And if I chose the one I'd like to help me through, I'd like to make it with you.
All right, we just listened to two songs. The first one was Midnight Train by David Rawlings, which is a song that I just learned of today when I was making this playlist. And let's see. The album Poor David's Almanac, which Midnight Train is on, was actually the first under David Rawlings' own name. Prior to this, he had been with a number of different groups. I don't actually know any of their names, but this was the first. This is his first solo album, and it's very good. I'd recommend checking out the rest of the album. It's called Poor David's Almanac. And then after this, or after that, we listened to Make It With You by Bread, which is a band I only discovered recently. And they broke up pretty soon after they formed. Due to a rift between the two main vocalists. But we listened to one Bread song just now, Make It With You, and then we listened to another last hour, which was also pretty good. So I'd recommend checking them out if you are unfamiliar.
Texas, sequestered in Memphis. Subpoenaed in Texas.
All right. Thanks for sticking with us. First, we have a request from one of our listeners. The song was Sequestered in Memphis by The Hold Steady. Never heard it before, but it was a great song. And we were also joined in the studio by Jane, whose dad made the request.
Hello.
So thanks for being here.
Yeah.
Thanks for making the request, Jane's dad.
Yep. Hi, Dad.
And then after that, we listened to the Scarlet Begonias by the Grateful Dead. And I don't know if anyone listening has seen the Spotify Wrapped playlists, but at the end of the year, Spotify will summarize all the songs that you've been listening to, and Grateful Dead was my most listened to band of the year. So, I mean, they deserve it. It's a great band. But yeah, so thanks for tuning in, and let's just keep on going with the music.
Hey.
All right. Thanks for sticking with us. We just had two songs beginning with Red Eyes by The War on Drugs. Let's see. The two founding members of the band, of the War on Drugs, met in Philadelphia and then bonded over both of them being obsessed with Bob Dylan. And fun fact, the band was considering, in addition to The War on Drugs, they said, we were also considering the Rigatoni Danzas. I don't know what that means or if I pronounced it right, but I think they probably made the right decision. Although the Rigatoni Danzas would definitely be more memorable. Well, they're both pretty memorable. Anyway, moving on, we listen to Ramblin' Man by the Allman Brothers Band. And let's see, what's my... I have a fun fact for them. Or, no, I don't have a fun fact. I thought I had a fun fact for all of these songs. Well, let's just say that the Allman Brothers are a great band. They have a bunch of other great songs that you should check out. That's pretty fun. Anyway, we are about halfway through the hour, so I'm just going to take a quick break and do a PSA. The WMFO donations drive is still in full swing. Go to WMFO.org and click on the Donate tab. Fill out the donations drive Google form, and then follow the link at the bottom of the form to the Tufts Giving page to make your monetary contribution. Specific directions on how to donate to WMFO on the Tufts Giving page are included next to the link within the Google form. Help support the station and everything we do. And I should also mention that there are tiers. So if you donate a certain amount, you'll get a sticker. A certain amount more, you'll get a t-shirt. And I don't know all the tiers, but it lists them on that form. So go check it out and support WMFO. Keep us freeform. Thanks for tuning in. If you'd like to call and request a song, 855-915-WMFO.
Fearful when the sky was full of thunder. the circle
and round
game.
And round and round.
In the circle
and round
game.
And round and round.
Smell of best around you. Ooh, that smell. Can't you smell that smell?
All right, thanks for sticking with us. We're about 75% through the hour. We just listened to the first song of these, the two song set that we played was The Circle Game by Buffy St. Marie, a request from my grandma. Thanks for listening again and always requesting. I didn't actually realize it, but that song was in the soundtrack for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood by Quentin Tarantino. I still haven't seen that movie, but I've heard a mix of things. If anyone has seen that movie and has strong opinions, call in at 855-915-WMFO. And then after that, we listened to That Smell by Lynyrd Skynyrd. The song was written at a time in the band's history when a lot of the band members were using more and more drugs. And I think the culminating event for the song was when the guitarist got into a car crash while on some drug. So the song is a cautious tale against reckless drug use. All right, that being said, we have time for a couple more songs. And yeah, thanks for tuning in, as always.
Better than a ray. Yeah, the people do. Sat back with the window down, 80 an hour and the radio loud. The same songs with the same old rhymes. Told me to shake it off and swing from the lights, but I can't help but drive away from all the mess you made. You said this hurricane, now it won't go away. And I promised I'd be there, but you don't make it easy. Darling, please believe me. Cause loving you is too hard. All I do is not enough. Loving you, I cannot be loving you, loving you. Of the routine lies. Funny how easy you could see my blind side. Still the same songs with the same old beats. Sure I could stay, but there's a place I'd rather be. And I can't help but drive away from all the mess you made. You sent this hurricane, now it won't go away. And I promised I'd be there, but you don't make it easy. Darling, please believe me. Cause loving you is too hard.
Welcome back to the Road Trip Hour with your DJ Jeb, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. So we just listened to the first of the two songs was Soulshine by the Allman Brothers, the Allman Brothers Band. A request from my dad, so thanks for tuning in and requesting songs. It's great. That was a great song, and I had never heard it before. And then we listened to Drive by Oh Wonder, a classic song that I usually mix into my hour at least once or twice a semester. It's a favorite of mine. So we looks like we have time for about one more song, and we are going to listen to Don't Do Me Like That by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers on the album Damn the Torpedoes. This was actually Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. This was their first top 10 album, reaching number 2. The only reason it didn't reach number 1 was because that spot was occupied by The Wall by Pink Floyd. So yeah, take a listen, and thanks everyone for tuning in. Yeah, don't forget donations drive at WMFO.org, and well, hope everyone tunes in again next week. Thanks for listening.
Whispers of some quiet conversation.